Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 29th, 2008. A very brisk, cold, windy day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Regardless, though, we are here to encourage you. And our message today is titled, I'm Not Going Back. We have two scripture texts, one from John 6, verse 66, and another from Hebrews 10, 35 and 36.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
I heard a challenging sermon dealing with integrity and faithfulness for ministers using the text, David shepherded them with integrity of heart. The service concluded with a challenge to the congregation to renew their commitment to, quote, our high calling in Christ Jesus, end quote. We then sang a song that has a line that always grips my heart. It states, because I never want to go back to my old life.
Well, surely our first daily text is one of the saddest expressions in the Bible. This was the response by many who, upon hearing the teachings of Jesus, said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Well, this remains the reaction of many when confronted with his teaching. Some of his teaching indeed seems so hard to understand. Some issues make sense to us. Others we accept by faith. And I have learned that there are many previously hard teachings that become easier to grasp after a period of growth and experience as a Christian believer.
After many of his disciples walked away, Jesus then said to the 12, do you also want to go away? That's in verse 67. Peter spoke up and uttered one of the greatest faith statements in the entire Bible. I quote him here from verses 68 and 69. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. End quote.
The early Hebrew Christians were enduring persecution and were tempted to return to their old way of life. However, every generation of believers has this call to persevere. Every individual follower of Christ has this call as well. The letter to the Hebrews laboriously teaches the superiority of the way of Christ over the old religious system the initial readers had come out of. Of course, his way is infinitely superior to any system devised by man.
A key purpose of the entire letter to the Hebrews can be summed up in the exhortation and promise in the second daily verse. It begins with the phrase, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
The exhortation, do not throw away your confidence. This is the confidence or the assurance believers have in following Christ. We are not to throw it away or to cast it aside.
The exhortation is followed by the promise. It will be richly rewarded. Notice the certainty of this promise. It will be. That might be or should be. Praise God, it will be richly rewarded. Well, how and when will this happen? Our hearts cry out, especially as we're undergoing trial. But I particularly consider this with those being persecuted.
Well, the answer is not given. But the writer goes on to say in Hebrews 10:36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Keep trusting in him today, fellow believer. Your confidence in Christ will be richly rewarded.
Richly rewarded, but some throw it away. May we have a persevering heart to do the will of God regardless of luring temptations or formidable obstacles we encounter. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Amen. That's our sentiment today, and I hope every day. Today may we all, like Peter, consecrate ourselves to God and continue as his follower. The words of an old song state, "A faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me." By the grace of God, I'm not going back to my old way of life.
Let's all pray together. Father, there is no one or no thing that deserves our complete allegiance but you, our Lord, who has the eternal words of life. Though others may refuse to listen or turn away from the message of salvation, we choose to persevere. We persevere in trial and in victory, in the ups and downs and in the in-betweens of everyday circumstances. We seek to do your will in all things so that we will be richly rewarded at the end of this life. It is in the name of Jesus that we persevere. Amen.
Amen. We pray for all of our listeners today that may be dealing with a particular challenge. Yet we know that we're writing to everyone today, and not everyone's going to read it the day we wrote it. This is the message we prepared for Wednesday, October 29th, 2008. It is our belief that very difficult times are coming for all believers. We know some of our listeners are already going through them in a national sense, many others in a personal sense. But may God arm our hearts with a persevering spirit so we don't go back. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We're grateful for the impact that we can have through our internet ministry and welcome comments to our ministry. We're grateful for the evidence that it is used all over the world. We do have several photos up on the site today that we believe will encourage you, and some suggested music. This is especially perhaps meaningful to podcast listeners because you're already set to receive music. They're songs that we believe further support today's message. Let me conclude again with that cry from my heart. I don't want to turn back. I want to stay faithful. Let's join together with that resolve. Thank you.